As usual, Jobs wanted to have some of their conversation while taking a walk. While they ambled around Palo Alto, he made a pitch to be put on Apple's board. Emilio tried to deflect it, saying there was too much history to do something like that too quickly. "Gil, that really hurts," Jobs said. "This was my company. I've been left out since that horrible day with Scully." Emilio said he understood, but he was not sure what the board would want. When he was about to begin his negotiations with Jobs, he had made a mental note to move ahead with logic as my drill sergeant and sidestep the charisma. But during the walk, he, like so many others, was caught in Jobs's force field. "I was hooked in by Steve's energy and enthusiasm," he recalled. After circling the long blocks a couple of times, they returned to the house just as Laureen and the kids were arriving home. They all celebrated the easy negotiations, then Emilio rode off in his Mercedes. "He made me feel like a lifelong friend," Emilio recalled. Jobs indeed had a way of doing that. Later, after Jobs had engineered his ouster, Emilio would look back on Jobs's friendliness that day and note wistfully, "As I would painfully discover, it was merely one facet of an extremely complex personality."